Burying the Bones by Charles Rammelkamp. It was the first time Will Devine had been to New Mexico, though he had been meaning to make the trip for the past 15 years, ever since his sister Kate moved out west with her husband Carl. But it had taken the death of his brother-in-law to get him out of Baltimore. Carl Scrushy's death had been sudden and unexpected, an aneurysm at a college basketball game on Friday night. "We weren't all that close," Devine explained to his seatmate on the flight to Albuquerque. He felt he could be honest to the stranger he'd never see again. "I always had the feeling he didn't actually like me, to tell you the truth." Scrushy had been in management for a manufacturing outfit called Navastasi Industries. Devine never did know what they manufactured or how his brother-in-law fit into the operation, but Scrushy had made a good living at it. He and Kate took several trips a year to Acapulco or Aruba or Caribbean cruises. Once they'd gone to Alaska. Kate had sent photographs of their beautiful home, and she was forever mentioning the expensive cars they drove, BMWs and Mercedes-Benzes. They had no children, though Carl had a grown daughter from a previous marriage. They'd met at a business convention in Orlando when Carl was coming off a messy divorce, and Kate, in her late 30s, was in danger of becoming a permanent spinster. Carl had been a conservative Republican. Devine avoided talking politics with him when they visited Maryland while Kate and Will's parents still lived. Nor did he talk politics with Kate, who'd become more conservative as well, and kept a framed photograph of Ronald Reagan in the family room. To Devine, it felt like a betrayal. On more than one occasion, Carl had sneered about Birkenstock-wearing liberal college professors looking pointedly at Devine's sandal-clad feet. Devine was a communications consultant for a variety of local companies, an ill-defined title he still couldn't come to terms with beyond the particular editorial services he provided. And he was on the English department faculty at Wyman Park Community College. "I know what you mean," Devine's seatmate nodded, though he didn't really. "My sister and I never got along, and when she died about 3 years ago, that was what my grief amounted to, regret that we'd never been that close, and now never will be." "I'm not sure I really wanted to know him any better," Devine tried to clarify. "I mean, just because he was my sister's husband, I didn't really consider him family, if you know what I mean." "Ah, yes," the seatmate agreed. "It's hard to let people into the inner circle of your atomic family." But that wasn't it, really. In some ways, Scrushy had been too far into that inner circle, like a cabinet secretary who presumes to call the president shots. Scrushy's opinions were the official opinions. At least Alicia didn't display that overconfidence about what others in the family should think and assume. Devine's wife had stayed behind in Baltimore to tend to their school-aged children while her husband went to the funeral. But now Devine felt he'd talked too much without making himself clear, and there was no point in pursuing it. He changed the subject. "You're from around here?" "Grew up in Albuquerque, but I've lived in Dallas for the past 10 years. "My first time here. I've always wanted to see the West, always meant to come out to Albuquerque." Devine's seatmate warmed to his topic. "Named after some Spanish duke in the 18th century, Coronado came through in the 1540s, looking for the seven cities of Cibola. Spent the winter at a pueblo on the Rio Grande. Is there much native culture? You should visit some of the pueblos if you want native culture. Hopi, Navajo." He gestured to indicate others. "There's Native American tourist junk in Old Town, but what I'd really recommend is the new Mexican cuisine. Tricasa de Ruiz in Old Town. And you've got to take the tram up to the top of the mountain and have a drink." "I really don't think I'm going to have much time to do anything," Devine demurred. "I'm only staying until Thursday. The funeral's tomorrow." "You should have been here for the balloon festival," the seatmate went on, talking at cross purposes. "I actually kind of hated him.